Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story called Rainbow Fish and the Storyteller. This story was by Marcus Schweitzer, and it was translated by David Henry Wilson because this story was actually not written in English. Negative, it was not. The man who wrote this was actually born in Bern, Switzerland. Isn't that interesting? Well, so let's see. I think this story was originally written in German. Today's story is read by Mommy. And
I'm Milo.
Milo? Oh my goodness.
Milo, who has plenty of time.
And nothing to do? Milo, who has plenty of time, have I got a...
School makes me bored, and when I think I want to be home, I want to be at school.
Yeah, that's usually the way of things, I feel like. It's very easy to be distracted by other things. Well, I'm glad that you're here with me today, and I hope that you enjoy the story I have to tell you. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Rainbow Fish had been enjoying a little snooze when he was startled out of his dreams by a big fish with an impressive dorsal fin.
Are you Rainbow Fish?
The new fish asked.
That's just who I am, said Rainbow Fish. Who are you?
My name is Humbert, and I've got something important to tell you.
What is this important something you want to tell me?
Said Rainbow Fish.
It's important news. Then you must tell your friends about it right away.
Oh, okay. But what is it?
Asked Rainbow Fish.
Somewhere at the bottom of the ocean there's a plug, and if it's taken out, all the water in the sea will be drained dry, and there's a grumpy fish who wants to do just that. Empty the sea. Imagine all of us would be left high and dry.
Why would a fish want all the water to drain away?
Rainbow Fish thought.
It's much worse than you can imagine, said Humbert. But I've also got some good news.
What's that?
Asked Rainbow Fish.
I can help. I'll protect you. I won't allow anyone to do such a terrible thing. So swim to your friends and tell them there's no time to lose.
What would you do?
I'd call my trustworthy patrol watchdog Tuck.
Yeah, it's always better to have somebody along for the journey, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, and the humbug.
And the humbug? Oh. Yes, humbugs. Yeah. Humbugs are pretty grumpy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Rainbow Fish couldn't make up his mind what to do. The whole story sounded strange and a bit unbelievable. All the same, he swam to his friends and told them about his meeting with Humbert.
I never knew there was a plug,
said one fish. A plug, said another with a laugh. He must be kidding.
There isn't really such a plug, is there?
Asked a little blue fish. That's ridiculous, said Redfin. He must be teasing you to think up a story like that. Tomorrow, let's all go and see him together. The next morning, Rainbow Fish called.
He's coming.
And indeed, Humbert was swimming straight toward them.
Good morning, dear fish,
Humbert called out cheerfully.
How are you all?
Hello, Humbert,
said Rainbow Fish.
I told my friends what you're upset about, but perhaps you can tell them the story of the plug yourself.
Plug? What sort of plug? What are you talking about? There's something much more important now. On the other side of the rocks, there are several shoals of fish that are threatening us. We must stop them from taking over our territory,
said Humbert. Rainbow Fish and his friends looked at one another in astonishment. Threatening? taking over. What was this fish talking about?
What should we do?
Asked the little blue fish.
Don't worry, I've come up with a plan. I'll protect you all,
answered Humbert.
How are you going to do that?
Asked the fish with the jagged fins.
Very simple, said Humbert. We'll use algae and coral to keep them out.
This sounds like a fairy tale fantasy, said Redfin.
How do we know if he's telling the truth?
Asked the yellowfish.
Suppose it is the truth,
asked another.
The story about the plug was made up,
said Rainbowfish.
Why should we believe him this time?
The very next day, Humbert had even more alarming news to share.
There's a blue whale living near here. He eats plankton like we do, and he's going to eat up all our food.
Rainbowfish laughed.
We've heard that story before. The whale is a good friend of ours, and there's enough food for all of us.
From then on, Rainbowfish and his friends were very careful not to believe what Humbert told them. As soon as he started telling an exaggerated story, the friends would laugh. The fish with the jagged fins said,
"Humbug Humbert." "Leave him alone," said Redfin. "He's acting like a silly storyteller. You don't have to take any of his tales seriously."
One day, Redfin and Rainbowfish saw Humbert all alone by the rocks.
"Somehow I feel sorry for him," said Redfin. "He's always on his own now. Can't we do something to help him?"
"Maybe he could use his storytelling talent in a different way," said Rainbowfish. "We all like listening to fairy tales and adventures, but he shouldn't pretend that his stories are true."
The two of them swam to Humbert and told him about their idea. He was very enthusiastic.
"Storyteller? Why not? I have so many ideas.
But you understand, we don't want to hear any more lies or tall tales to scare us, right?"
said Rainbowfish.
"Yes, okay,"
mumbled Humbert.
"I think I'll be able to make up nice stories, too."
"That's great," said Redfin. "Let's start storytelling time today."
That evening, all the fish gathered together for the first storytelling show. They made themselves comfortable and they listened spellbound to Humbert's fantastic tales. Twice, his imagination ran away with him and he got lost in unbelievable exaggerations. When all the fish simply started laughing, Humbert went red in the face and quickly found his way back into the story. It was not long before none of the fish ever wanted to miss a single storytelling time with Humbert. And you want to know something? If you have a big imagination, storytelling might just be the thing for you. It's important to have a healthy place to put your make-believe instead of trying to put the make-believe in your life. You want to know another secret? When I was a little girl, I used to make up big stories too. And then one day I learned you can't make up stories that aren't true because people might believe you. And then you might get into all kinds of trouble, especially if you make up stories that are very serious things. Like we're going to get eaten by a great big gang of sharp-toothed fish that live in another sea. Right? Mm-hmm. And that, my dear friends, is a very good lesson to us all. Speak the truth. Speak the truth, right? Mm-hmm. And it is also...
the end.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.